seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of false against you falsely on my account.
Good morning.
So, you guys being new, I'll just kind of catch you up. We've been looking at the Beatitudes from Matthew 5, from the Sermon on the Mount, which is the most, in my eyes, the most important sermon ever preached, because it was preached by Jesus himself to the multitudes, right at the beginning of his ministry. So, in that, because we are so small, I like to do a dialogical sermon where I invite everybody in the congregation to have a voice and an opinion on what is being said. Before the end, I kind of just try to weave it all together into one charge. Some days it works really well. Other days, I just want to go hide in my office. to start today off, today we are looking at blessed are the... Poor in spirit, meek, for they shall inherit the earth, right? And with God, land and land entitlement is really big. So, meek. Okay. Can anybody here define meek or meekness?
Passiveness.
Sorry?
Passiveness.
One more time.
Passiveness.
Passiveness. Yeah. Okay.
Kindness.
Humble.
Holy.
Kindness. Holy.
Righteous.
Righteous.
Gentle.
Gentle.
Compassionate.
Compassionate.
Loving.
Some of those words. Sure. What else? What else we got?
Loving.
Loving, yes.
Humble.
Humble.
Very much.
Humble. Yes.
On second, one better.
Forgiving?
Forgiving. Forgiveness, yes, forgiving.
Submissive.
Very important.
Third word.
Did you study, Don?
Submissive.
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 I heard a whole bunch of...
According... Well, hold on. Before we get too far, let's see. Quiet, gentle, easily imposed on, and submissive. That is according to Google Webster's Dictionary. That is the definition of meek.
Say it again, please.
Quiet, gentle, mm-hmm. easily imposed on, submissive. So it was once said that...
I saw a whole bunch of words go up there that don't have... I mean, you can be meek and not be loving. Mm-hmm. I think you can't be meek and not be humble. But there's a whole bunch of words people were throwing up there that I think are all wonderful traits that the Lord would bless. But it felt like we were kind of just... throwing all these aspirational kind of...
I take weakness first. I look at... I bring our Lord to faith. When I think of Jesus, the first word I come to is he was meek. He was quiet. He was humble. He was holy.
Yeah.
And he was all those things.
So when you throw the word meek to me, the first thing I'm going to do is become meek. It's the hardest thing in the world to be.
What if I told you it was once said that Moses was the meekest person on the planet?
Yes.
How do you see Moses, though? I see Moses as a fighter.
Right. The world wants
it. God told him to do this, and he did it.
He was submissive.
Submissive. Ah. So, submissive, that is kind of a double-edged sword, because are you submissive to the Lord, or are you submissive to men? So my wife, when she meets people, and the people will ask, you know, what it is that we do, and she'll say, oh, my husband's a pastor, and they look at her and go, oh, you're a pastor's wife. With that submissive entitlement to it, like she's automatically this meek, submissive woman. I'm sorry, if you don't know my wife, she's a friggin' warrior, you know? She's a fighter. She keeps me in check, and that's a lot. You know? So, yes, there is a submissiveness to being me, but it's not a submissiveness to our household, our husband, our wife, our boss, to our job. We are submissive to the Lord. And only to the Lord. And I hate the word obey, but obeying in His commandments, right? Okay, so
Kevin, what so we've done in the past when you made two columns to help define the word, like meek, and this came.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's got more supplies.
I got you. why do we even keep this law?
I don't know, it's tradition.
Tradition.
We've always done it that way.
It always reminds me of that scene in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs where all the dwarfs come back from their diamond mine or whatever they have, and they hang the key up, right? You know, they lock the mine and they hang the key up.
Good job.
I never understood the meekness of tape.
Taping the sermon.
We are taping the sermon. The sermon is being recorded. Okay. Meekness. Let's start over. What is not weak?
Weakness.
Weakness is not meekness. Your poet didn't know it.
Oh, but I did.
Arrogance.
Arrogance.
Mindfulness.
Pridefulness.
Pridefulness, yeah.
Selfishness.
Selfish. Self-sidedness.
Overbearing.
Loud.
Unforgiving.
Yeah. Does anybody else here wrestle with forgiveness? Or is that just me?
I think that's just you.
Just sidetrack real quick. I had an amazing time in the jail last Thursday night. Chaplaincy Bible studies. I went in with the Lord's Prayer. And in that, there's a big track of forgiveness in there. And to sit at a table full of inmates and pray forgiveness, not only over the prosecutors of their cases, the judges in their case, the witnesses in their case, but the arresting officers in their case, but most of all, a sub. It was pretty amazing this week. Okay, sorry, sidetrack over. What is not meekness?
What is not meekness?
What is not meekness?
Boastfulness.
Boastfulness.
Being a doormat.
Doormat?
That's a good way of putting it. I understand.
Doormat? What about anger? Anger hyphen rage. Does any of that have to do with meekness? Anger?
Righteous.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we can be like,
yeah.
What else is not meekness?
Disobedience.
Dominance.
Dominance.
Disobedience is an American.
Lying. Deceit. Oh, same thing as lying.
Same thing, yeah. Narcissism.
Jeez, I want to hurt. Okay. I just had one in my head. Okay. When we succumb to our weakness, we can have a tendency to put on a false arrogance. And in that arrogance, we can become prideful and selfish and overbearing, not only to others around us, but to ourselves as well. And in that overbearingness, we also fall into unforgiveness. There's a reason I asked if we, anybody else here wrestles with forgiveness. Forgiveness is that peace that we hold on to.
I have something to say.
Sure.
This may take us off track for a second, but I died in 2008 and I crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to come back. I was given an opportunity for one thing. I was able to forgive something tragic that had been done on me. Mm-hmm. And through that full forgiveness, I was allowed to come back. I just learned to give that to the pastor.
Yeah.
And that little brings me to you today.
I believe that, absolutely. 100%.
Like there's a long story there to tell us.
There is a story, but I don't want to take it from time. I'll be more than shared at any time. It is my testimony. But I'm a Masonic Jew by birth, which means I believe the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. But I adhere to the laws of Moses and accept the grace of Moses. It's kind of a meekness that I have to walk around. And it was taken advantage of me. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
When I see meekness, that's what I felt on the other side from the three that welcomed me. I didn't see arrogance. I didn't see judgment. Even though they had a title, each one. One was authority, one was humor, and one was wisdom. And he always had a message for me that I have been walking with ever since. I am a man of many talents, but I have no body to express it. I am a brain with much knowledge of the world and many other things, but no way to express it. So I every day wake up with meekness before my eyes, because I have to sit here not through judgment, but through witness, and watch the deterioration of our world because of the blindness and the arrogance of men. Leads me to you, Pastor. I don't know. I was not intending to come to this church today at all. I am glad I did. I feel hard at home.
Yeah.
I would be more than happy to share any time with anybody what happened to me. Thank you now.
Yeah.
And we have coffee hour downstairs afterwards.
I'd be more than
happy. Share there all you want.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, no, that was beautiful, because unforgiveness has its parallel of forgiveness. And we can just jump right into what it is to be me. Forgiveness, right? Forgiveness is blah, blah, blah. Okay, so in that, like he was saying, in order to come back, we had to forgive somebody, right? How often do we see that with our prayer ministry at Tierra Nueva, where somebody will come in for some sort of healing, and nothing will happen, and nothing will happen, and their faith is strong, and nothing will happen, and nothing will happen, and they keep coming back, and we don't know what's going on. And then someday, along the line, the Holy Spirit highlights to them somebody that they need to forgive. And once they walk into that true forgiveness, that unlocks the door, and like the next prayer appointment, sometimes even before they're healed. It all starts with forgiveness. That was why we were praying forgiveness over judges and prosecutors and arresting officers. Because when we hold on to that hatred and blame for somebody else, it tears us apart.
It blinds us all.
So back to Meek. I'm gonna read you some. So I read you the definitions from the interweb. Quiet, gentle, easily imposed on, and submissive. I don't see meek people as easily imposed on, but according to the interweb, it does. But what about righteous? Does that line up?
Yes.
What about humble?
Humble, yes. We like that.
What about teachable?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
What about that? Here's one. Patient. Yeah. Hold on, it gets better. Under. Suffering. So, patient under suffering. That story that I told of somebody that keeps coming back for prayer and belief, even though it's forgiveness that is holding up, that is a form of meekness. Because they're suffering in their affliction, but they keep coming back to the Lord. Long suffering. You ever met anybody who's long and suffering but still faithful to the Lord? What about Job? I see Job as a meek individual. Here's one. Willing to follow gospel teachings.
So Kevin, you with the lightning fast interweb capability,
yes.
Is there a translation that comes from the Greek?
I have it.
That
she's lightning fast in the pages of her
the
novel.
The word is translated mild, humble, or meek. The word is praus in Greek.
So mild?
Mild, by implication, humble, and meek.
So, meekness is an attribute of a true disciple. Meekness is an attribute of a true disciple. When I first heard the term meek, I automatically thought of the poor, the broken, the beaten, the betrayed, the ones without hope. Well, I do believe that meekness does describe that. Another way to kind of describe it, and I'm going to take an excerpt from one of my mentors. It says, meekness is typically defined as something like gentleness, or in a stronger interpretation, strength that is restrained like a stallion with a bridle. Those are nice images, but none of them make sense when Jesus says that the meek will inherit earth or land. The author states that the Greek word for meek in the Beatitudes, when it shows up in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the Septuagint, is used to describe poor people who have no land. In ancient Israel, the inheritance were tied to land that had been passed down through generations. Sometimes people ended up selling land due to debt of one sort or another. Eventually, this led to people who had no land to provide for them, who had no inheritance passed down to them, and who were dependent upon employment or welfare of others to survive. In the Beatitudes, Jesus flips things on their heads, declaring God's blessedness upon the society, upon those society would deem as cursed by God, or by their own choices, by their circumstances. In this case, it is blessed are the landless poor, for they will inherit the land.
Pastor.
Yeah.
Before Jesus, if a man, a Jewish man had no land and he was in debt, he had slavery.
Mm-hmm.
But their slavery would only last 7 years, the Jubilee. Every 7 years, you were brought before the master, and you paid your debt, and you were set free, or you continued the slavery. But believe it or not, most people would continue the slavery and take on the responsibilities of independent living. They depended on the master. I believe that why Moses was looked at meek is because, believe it or not, the Jewish people are very meek. They've been in bondage for over 4,000 years. How many times have they been slaves? But yet, only once were they ever set free, but never by violence. And I think Jesus took all that as an example for us to see that if we walk, even though we may be in bondage, we may be in suffering, as long as we keep our eye on God and honor God, it all comes good at the end.
Patient under suffering.
Patient under suffering.
Patience and suffering. That's meekness. I think this one needs to go right here. And that could be the very first one. The love of God and our fellow man. It's all anybody ever has.
We, as humans, will go through trials and tribulations. I did a sermon not too long ago, God, where are you? Talking about the birth of Fox, and looking at James chapter 1 and being patient under that trial and suffering. In that time, I was not humbled. I was angry, but I was still patient under suffering. In that time, I was not teachable. I was angry, but I was still patient under suffering. So what I'm pointing at here is when we can hold on to one or two of these, we have hope. So when we can hold on to the patient under suffering, or the willing to follow Jesus, or the willing to follow gospel teachings, or something in that, that is going to overshadow this. Because this is going to be at the core of who we are. This is what's going to bring us back. So I'm going to pray for us. Father, I pray forgiveness over every individual here, Lord. I pray for your righteousness, your humility, your teachableness, your willing to follow gospel teachings, your love, and all attributes of discipleship into all of us today, Lord. Remind us that meek does not mean weak. That meek means strong, and strong in you, Father. I just pray for a special blessing of that strength upon all of us as we go throughout our week. And as we go and come across those who are suffering in not meekness, that we be the example of meekness to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.